Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's all right. That's
all right, though. NBA lottery happens tonight. The Celtics are going to be getting the Kings pick as long as it's not the number one overall pick.
I love that sound, by the way. You hear Draper. Yeah.
It's all right. It's all right.
If you need a hype man, he's the guy.
They're also going to be getting.
No, it's not.
They're also going to be getting a Memphis pick. It's top eight protected. Potentially getting a Memphis pick. They also will have the Clippers pick at number 20, their own pick number 22. And so they could potentially have four picks in the first round, which I think is the worst case scenario, which would be a hosing tonight of the Celtics in what is a very weak NBA draft. Chris Forsberg, NBC Sports Boston, does a terrific job covering the Celtics. He actually put together a video that is posted at NBCSportsBoston.com. And he broke down all the different scenarios, including this Memphis pick, which the Celtics could get either in this draft or in either of the next two drafts where the protections weaken. Tonight, it's a top eight protected. Next year, it's top six protected. And in 2 years, it's completely unprotected. It could be anywhere in the draft. And Memphis stinks, and they're about to go through a full rebuild. And that pick could get better and better.
And this year's draft sucks.
And this year's draft,
it's top heavy.
Blows.
Oh, thanks.
Weak draft. Stinky draft. Bad draft.
Get two picks, right?
All right, so let's go through his scenarios that he offers up because he does a very good job explaining this. Again, Chris Forsberg, here he is.
The everything stays the same scenario. The lottery plays out true to the current order. Memphis keeps its pick at number eight, losing conditions to top six protected next season. Sacramento stays at 14, and that pick goes to Boston as part of the deal that netted the Celtics Jason Tatum.
What?
So that would mean the Celtics get 14 through, right? They would take 14 from Sacramento.
Yeah.
The pick with Memphis would stick with Memphis. They don't get that pick. Top eight protected. They stay in their spot.
Oh.
So that's not good there.
Celtics would have three picks.
Oh. Oof. Yuck. It's going to be a fun rebuild.
That's not terrible, though, because they keep the Memphis pick.
The Memphis pick stays. That, to me, is the most important part of this. The Memphis pick.
So they already have the 20th pick. It's the Clippers pick. And then the 22nd pick.
20 right? and 22 yeah. is already decided.
Now, they could have had the 18th pick, but they lost the coin flip there with the Clippers pick.
They've already got hosed on that.
They could have had the 21st pick, but they lost the coin flip with the Thunder for their pick.
Already been losing in this lottery. They've already been losing in the lottery as it relates to the Memphis pick as well. They've already been losing on the
Clippers. So the Memphis pick was kind of in between. They could have gotten anywhere from seven through nine. They ended up getting eight.
Yes.
So that's in the middle.
Yes.
Not bad.
Okay, scenario number two.
The Danny could work with this scenario. Sacramento lands the second, third, or fourth overall pick, which is transferred to Boston. The Celtics could draft the player or use it in a deal to acquire a top-flight talent. Memphis's pick would drop out of the top eight, meaning it would also belong to the Celtics.
What's wrong with that?
That's not a bad scenario.
What's wrong with that scenario?
That's a scenario where you get all the picks and you get four picks and it's not a bad one. But you're also getting...
You'd have like 2, 9, 20, and 21.
You're also now passing on what could potentially be a better pick down the road from Memphis in a better draft. You're potentially
trade them all to move up. Right. The one.
You're potentially giving up a more valuable pick in a future draft.
Right.
So it looks like Zion's going to be one.
Ninth pick this year is not good.
Like you could get, you could potentially be giving up a number one, number two pick in a more and a more valuable draft is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. So Zion's going to be one. The rumor is Ja Morant's going to be number two from Murray State, the point guard, and then maybe R.J. Barrett number three from Duke. So you there's a 1-2 are coveted, and then it starts to fall off at three. So 2-9 would be good.
Draft.
4-9 might not be so good.
4-9 would be like, yeah.
You don't want have Cam Reddish from Duke?
You don't have a ton there.
Love the Duke players.
Huge gap between like 2 and 5 or 6 in this draft. Danny could work with that, though, as he said. What's his third scenario that he lays out?
And now, the why do the lottery gods hate us scenario.
Oh,
Sacramento, with the lowest chance, gets the number one overall pick. The protection kicks in, and the Celtics would now get Philadelphia's number 24 overall selection.
Ah!
Even worse, the rival 76ers can now pick Zion Williamson at number one. But wait, there's more. By moving into that first spot, it bumps Memphis out of the top eight, conveying that pick to the Celtics instead of in future seasons.
Ugh.
That's going to happen.
No,
I'm telling
it's
you
not.
Right now.
No, it's
that
not.
Is going
no.
to happen.
That
Philly
that,
is going to end up with that pick.
The long shot lottery doesn't
has
happen.
Locked into more number one picks. It is going to happen. I am fully convinced that's going to happen. The Celtics are going to get hosed again by the lottery. Hosed job on the way. Hosed. Completely.
They would
hosed.
Have 9, 20, 22, and 24.
And they would have nothing left. The draft pick cupboard would be bare.
Yeah.
It's about to happen.
It's empty. But
get ready for it.
The only thing you can...
I'm fully mentally prepared for it.
The only thing that you can make yourself feel better about this is if Zion Williamson, as we've been discussing back during the tournament, and again yesterday, everyone thinks he's going to be good. Is he a surefire NBA star?
I think he's pretty good.
He's going to make someone better.
Yeah.
He's going to make someone better, but...
He's going to make Philly better if they draft him.
Team changer.
I'm with Philly. Oh, my God.
He could be.
Don't
know. Yeah, right situation.
You don't
sure.
know.
Yeah, but he could also be used in a sign and trade for somebody too, if they want to go after
either
a big
way,
fish.
Either way, there's a lot of teams that want him.
Yeah.
He's a huge asset.
It's the value. He's, the value there before you find out.
The
it's
biggest
that,
thing I'm worried
happen.
About
don't
is,
worry about don't worry about that last
So the
scenario.
Biggest thing that I'm worried Stop. About is this Memphis pick turning into garbage tonight. That's what I'm worried about the most. That's what I really worry about. That Memphis pick will only happen if it's outside of the top eight. So the best that they can do with the pick would be 9 through 12, right? That's how this works.
9 or 10. I don't think it can go below 10.
Okay.
I don't think more than two teams can jump up, or the likelihood of it jumping up would be
slim.
Yeah, it would be very slim.
Okay. Okay. But it's still like it's not a good draft in those spots. So if you ended up with that Memphis pick this year at 9 or 10, what a waste. That pick doesn't really turn into much. You have a top 10 pick that's not that valuable. What good is that? That's getting hosed. That's not good return.
You need to thread the needle. You need to be the team that jumps it with the Kings pick, but not to number one. You need to jump it, but not to number one in order to get the best value out
so
of this draft.
So all they need, so this is where it really comes in. This is where the hose job, this is why I said earlier, it's going to happen tonight where they get hosed. Not necessarily that long shot Philly thing. All they need is one team to move up, right? One team to move up ahead of Memphis to drop out of the top eight for their pick to no longer be top eight protected and for the Celtics to take it. So all we need to watch for tonight is one team out of order in the top eight, one team to jump up for Memphis to drop down, and the Celtics are going to get that pick.
That first envelope, if it's not the Kings, you know the Kings jumped up to the top four. Because if it's not that first envelope, it's going to be the Kings.
Right.
You're either going to know you have the 14th pick, or it's going to be a possibility of a top pick, or it goes to Philly.
So
the doomsday scenario, if that plays out...
You want this thing to go chalk tonight is what you want.
If the doomsday scenario plays out, Beetle,
yeah,
you're going to get to the final two picks, right? They're going to do the dramatic, like, whatever, top three picks coming up next, and you're not going to know if you have the number two pick or the 24th pick, because if it's number one, it goes to Philly. So that last envelope could determine whether you have the number two pick or the 24th pick tonight.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Well, I'm not looking forward to any of this. That's all I get to say. I thought that we weren't going to have to pay close attention to this, and then you start getting into this. Oh, wait a second. All it's going to take is one team for that pick to bump down out of the top eight.
This is going to be like late first period.
Stupid.
It's going to happen. Late first period
stupid
intermission.
Stupid coin flips. Stupid coin flips bump them down to eight. They could have been as high as seven. You would have needed two teams to drop down. They've already lost on the coin flip front.
Well, you could still make a nice play for Terry Rozier.
We'll get to Terry Rozier and what he said on First Take. We'll get to that coming up next. If you didn't hear it, he's got some things to say today that are not exactly nice. That's next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Definitely didn't go the way we all want it, but, I thank God for my family and my boys back at the crib. They kept me level-headed all year. Because I've been dealing with some bullshit, man. I feel like we still all had that one goal. It wasn't easy on Coach dealing with a lot of guys that want to be great, trying to get there. So, like I said, it's been tough. It's been a tough year, especially for me, but it ain't about me.
Terry Rozier today went on First Take.
Scary Terry.
Oh, sorry. Get up. Wrong show.
They should get out.
I'm looking
That's
at the
such a
you know
bad
what it is,
show.
Jim? I'm looking at the call screener.
Now people
and we, Pete in Delaware is on the hold and it says Terry Rozier interview on First Take.
Yeah. Well,
so I was reading off of the screen. Interview.
Intern's First Take.
Right. Interview on First Take, it says here, but he was on.
Let's go, Bill Hillgrove. Get out of it. Snap out of it.
What are you calling him?
Bill Hillgrove. He's the play-by-play.
That's a reference everyone's going to get.
Well, I will tweet it out. He's the play-by-play guy for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's a former anchor there, sports anchor.
Oh, him.
Well, the guy from Teen Wolf is pretty good, too.
Also, I remember Mike Hargrove, former Indians manager. Sort of looks like him.
I know the reference, and people won't get it, but I mean the picture.
Okay, yeah, that's a reference nobody will get.
So Jay Stu just informed me that he's doing the full car wash. So he was on First Take also. We don't have that audio, was on First Take also.
Oh, okay. So he was on First Take as well. Thanks, Jay Stu. Appreciate it.
Good job, Jay Stu.
So he was.
He's a big Rozier guy.
Maybe we can get
that.
So
there's
going to
be more quotes coming out.
We'll get more and more. The more we get, the more we'll play. Here we go. So let's get to what we have. This is him on Get Up.
Is that an owl on his neck?
It is. Wow, that's actually a pretty badass tattoo.
I'd get the owl's head spin around. That's crazy.
Yeah. It doesn't go all the way around, but
it looks like
you can't. Yeah, it's a misconception about the owl, but it goes pretty damn far.
Yeah.
All right, Terry Rozier. Here we go.
From the outside, it appeared at times as though everyone didn't ever quite figure out exactly what their role was supposed to be. Why was that?
I think we all just felt good about it, like having practice, you know, our discussions, you know, film talk. But then every time we get in the game, it's just like, I wouldn't say we wouldn't follow the game plan, but it'd be different. It'd be different. I think we just didn't go through what our goals were we had.
Different in what way? Like, how would it be different on the floor?
I mean, you gotta play the guys' tendencies. You're still playing with superstars out there. So you gotta adjust to that.
Hold on.
How hard was it?
Whoa. Who's he talking about?
Kyrie.
Okay. Thank you. Just making sure. I mean, because so you spent all this time prepping and coaching and going through practice, and nothing happens in a game that they just go over. Nothing. Right.
I take that as we weren't playing the same way in practice or in the games as we were in practice.
So whose fault is that?
I think he's probably going to try and want to put the blame on Kyrie.
He's trying to describe this and put it all arrows towards Kyrie, but it makes Stevens look bad. You understand that? Because the coach is the one implementing everything during the week.
And the team's doing it during practice.
Yeah. Well, then if it doesn't work in a game, then you sit the guy down and he's not listening. Or if this is not what we're doing, you're out. Sit down for a while. It's not what we went over. Assistant coaches, talk to him. Call the timeout. Hey, we didn't call a timeout. I don't know.
All right, go on.
Go ahead.
How hard was it for you? Obviously, Kyrie comes back and he's a superstar player and he has the ball in his hands a lot, and that there's no player who probably lost more opportunity this year in that group of young guys than you did. How difficult was that for you?
I feel like it was very difficult. I think anybody that was in my shoes that can go and start and, you know, go to game seven in the Eastern Conference Finals and then come back, you know, we have the season that we have this year. I feel like anybody in my position to say it's tough.
Time what out. Is it like playing with?
Does he understand why he started?
No, he doesn't. That's already been made clear. He doesn't get why he started.
He's still sitting there.
He believes that he started because he earned it.
He's sitting there on the national television trying to tell you his starting job got taken away from him.
Yeah.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Thinks it was ripped from him. That the first time he started was because he earned it.
Oh, man, don't let that door hit you in the ass.
He doesn't get it.
Oh, my God.
He does not get it.
More, please.
He doesn't get it.
What is it like playing with Kyrie? Watching him from the outside, he seemed to have so many different times this season when he seemed genuinely unhappy. That was from the outside. What was it like playing with him?
You know, he's a great guy, great leader. You know, you just have to adjust to his style. And whatever Kyrie wants done, that's what he's going to show it. That's what he wants done. And you have to adjust to his style of play and how he goes about every game and every day.
How do you think your team did in trying to adjust to his style?
I think guys was getting it, you know, especially towards the end of the season. But like I said, we had come in the game and it'd be a different game plan than what we kind of expected. We went through in practice, so it was like it was.
What does that? It's the second time you said that. I'm not sure I'm understanding what you're saying. How was it different on the floor from what it was in practice?
You know, we have the first five, and then we had a second five, and then, you know, when we go out there, I feel like a lot of guys would be mixed up. It wouldn't be the first five and second five. So what we talked about in practice is not what we went through in the game. It was like, all right, we're going to keep Kyrie out there, and we're going to put the other guys out there with him, and we're going to figure it out.
How are you looking at your future this summer?
You know, obviously I'm going to take it a little easy. I'm going to relax a little bit, you know, get some time to myself. But, yeah. You know, I'm looking forward to play ball. I don't care where I go. Obviously, you know, Celtics is the only organization I knew for the 4 years, and I love it there. I expect for me to get my chance, whether it's with the Celtics or it's anywhere else. I feel like I can be myself and play my game wherever I go.
Doing the tour, sitting there on TV with that big 6.0 PPG per game average, scoring average. Yeah. Lighten it up.
Just remember the line where he says, I don't care where I go.
And these people want to keep him. The Jimmys of the world want to keep this guy. And
where I go,
yeah,
he doesn't care where he goes.
You want this guy? He wanted
full line changes, like hockey.
Yeah,
like you're playing with a full line.
Yeah. No
team does that.
Yeah, he wanted the first five, and then he wanted the second
teams
five.
Teams don't do that.
What he wanted. He wanted to roll waves of Celtics. He wanted to put the starting five. Then he wanted the starting five to come off the floor, and then he wanted his unit, where he was the point guard of the second unit to go out on the floor.
Well, he's a starting point guard.
He's telling you what he didn't want to play with Kyrie.
Finals, so.
He didn't want Kyrie to remain on the floor with other players. He wanted Kyrie to come off the floor with the starting five and him to lead the second unit.
Yeah, because if Kyrie didn't come off the floor, Rozier wasn't getting off the bench. That's why.
That's what he's saying. Yeah. He wanted Kyrie to come off the floor and him to go on with the second unit of five, of the second five, as he called it.
And he clarified, four years
in
a
slip. It makes sense they practice 5-on-5 in practice, right? They've done this all the way back to those 80s Celtics teams always talk about Walton and the bench battling the starters, and they had the five, but they didn't do that in the games.
No kidding. How ridiculous would that be?
4 years in this
no
league,
kidding.
He doesn't understand how it works.
You have green jerseys, you have white jerseys in practice. You have green and white. You break it up. You have 5-on-5. You're playing each other. And then in the game, guess what? Guess what? You scrimmage in practice, and then when you play the game, you're on the same team.
I wonder if Baines feels
guess
the same
what?
Way.
When you scrimmage in practice, and then you're on the same team when the real games happen.
Yeah, like Baines and Tice, they must feel like him, too. Like
someone should have explained that to Terry Rozier, that when the game starts, you guys are all going to wear the same uniforms.
Terry Rozier.
You're all going to wear the same color uniforms when the real game happens later that day.
boy, to add this.
Remember, he doesn't care where he plays. He just wants to make sure someone gives him his minutes. He doesn't care where he plays.
To add this on top of your little ping pong scenarios and that.
Pots.
This is
see you, dude.
This is a bad. This is a bad day potentially for the Celtics.
See you, Rozier.
I don't care where I play. 4 years, I've been. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, but I don't know how the league works yet.
All right, we've got first take audio of Terry Rozier. We got it in. He's not going to be able to come back to the Celtics if they keep the same team. He says. Rozier says if they keep the same team, he's out. That they're going to need to make changes to keep Scary Terry around. We'll get to that after Hardy's headlines.
GTFO. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
They said to you, we bringing everybody back. Same team. It's going to be exactly the way it was this past year. Do you want to stay in Boston?
No, I might have to go. I might have to go. You know, I put up with a lot this year, so I said what I said after the season. I think we all know that. I'm not trying to step into that again.
Oh my God! Please just leave town already.
There's nothing
just
worse than
the hell out of town.
Nothing worse than a delusional
please
athlete.
Leave.
GTFO.
That one's no different than the post game.
Oh, please get lost.
Planet Zippy.
I don't know where this came from.
Where'd this cuckoo come from?
This is, if you're watching on simulcast, this Uncle Drew bobblehead. I kind of like it, though.
Kyrie should sign one and send it to Scary Terry.
Team Kyrie. Ooh. Oh, my God. That'd be great. Sign it right
at
the bottom.
I'll give you one of these for one of your shirts.
Mail him one. The only thing I don't like about this is that it's Knicks colors. Looks like a Knicks jersey here on Uncle Drew.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But, man, oh, man. Terry Rozier, I might have to go. Yeah, no, you do. You need to go.
Get
lost.
Did all the other superstars that
get
got eliminated lost. In rounds not, were they not available to go on First Take or ESPN?
Terry Rozier, who's been an NBA starter for all of 3 weeks in his life.
Game 7.
Final starter.
This guy.
I got that strip for me.
Unbelievable.
There's a reason you were starting.
This guy.
I'm just glad his boys are able to keep him sane at the crib. You know, because he might have lost his mind. Yeah.
I had no problem with him post-game, and I had no problem with the clip we played coming in here that he doesn't want to be here. But when he goes into detail, it's the David Price effect. It turns you off.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking too much. If he had just said that, left it alone, and that's it, you don't know the reasons why. You can assume. You can try to guess. I guessed, and apparently I guessed wrong because of all the details he's going into.
Oh, he's airing
just
all the dirty laundry
today. Bad teammate.
Here's more of him being upset with the coaching staff.
I feel like it's a little bit of both, and I feel like that, along with the coaches, you know, them treating Gordon and Kyrie, I wouldn't say different than everybody else, but you know, I feel like they just treat them like they was on that level where there were no adjustments that could be made because they are who they are, and you know, we never figured it out. We never figured it out after that.
Oh, max players. That's interesting.
Yeah, they are. They built the team around guys like them, not guys like you, Terry.
So I've been in the league for 4 years, and I still have not yet to this day figured out that most good teams in this league have three pretty damn good max players that are different than the rest of the role players.
Terry Rozier can't figure out why they're catering to guys like Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving and not guys like him. He can't figure that out.
That's not catering, though. That's just... The coaches are playing to their strengths because they're the best, most talented players on the team.
Oh, yeah. I mean catering in a basketball sense.
Like
playing to their strengths, playing to what they do well.
I don't think he's talking about treating them differently like in a personal level. I think he's talking about in a basketball sense.
Yeah.
If you're Bill Belichick, you're going to cater to Brady's strengths.
Yes.
You're not going to cater to Matt LaCosse's strengths.
Yes.
You
know what I mean?
Yes.
Yes.
No, Terry wants
Which
the
makes
Celtics.
Him worse.
to do things based on what Terry does well.
I don't care about the off-court stuff and treating people that way. It is what it is. And yeah, you've got to be able to treat guys differently.
Terry's worried about Terry.
Parcells was great at that. Parcells knew how to push this guy's buttons and be a little more gentle with this one. The fact that he's telling you about this, the on-court stuff, he still can't mentally process that in his head. Wrong
guy. He's delusional.
Here. Get him out.
He's crazy.
They have two irrational point guards. What a locker room that must have been with Kyrie and Rozier that
Kyrie's
year.
Kyrie's got the talent to back up his delusions.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why he's not delusional. He's just he's a star athlete.
That's one guy you're dealing
with. He's just a star.
Diva.
He's a star.
They call
he's
those
a diva.
Divas.
He's
divas.
A star.
Yes.
He's got the talent to back it up. Terry Rozier doesn't.
If they get the number 2 pick, they get the point guard staring him right in the face. Maybe they go that direction.
Be better than Terry Rozier.
Yes. Yeah. Day one. I can't believe this.
Oh, I can.
Really?
That's who he is. If you've been listening to him, this is who he is.
Marcus Morris says, yeah, I love it there. What a stage to play on. I want to come back.
Scary Terry.
Scared. Woo. Woo. Damn it, Beetle.
By the time he gets to the Will Kane show at 5 o'clock this afternoon, I can imagine what he's going to say then.
The car wash. The car wash is only going to get better as the day goes on. If you're his agent, right now, what are you thinking to yourself as he goes through this today?
Shut up.
This is great.
You dummy.
Oh, it's great. He wants out of Boston. This is going to get him out of Boston.
Yeah, but that's not what the agent wants. The agent wants you to make friends with everybody.
Yeah.
The agent wants you to have all your options open. Yeah, the agent wants you to make the most money possible.
You just eliminated a legendary
franchise.
Yeah, you
don't do that. If you're the agent, you want him to still be, have the Celtics in the mix. The agent doesn't care.
No, he already said after game 5, he doesn't want him to match. No comment. He gave the no comment. Do you want him to match? No comment.
Okay.
That's a no.
Okay, but the agent wants the most money. And if the Celtics are in the mix and the Celtics are still threatening to match, you could potentially have another team say, you know what, we're going to overpay because we're going to have to make an offer that the Celtics don't match.
Oh, I see. So right? you mean a team he was backup on doesn't want him.
If you're going into, restricted free agency, you want to try and get as much money as possible.
I agree with you, but I think Rozier wants to get away from the Celtics.
Want to present yourself as the most employable person possible. You don't want to present yourself as a guy who's delusional, a guy who mopes around, complains about your minutes, complains about your teammates, complains about your coaches. Who the hell wants to sign this kid after listening to this today?
Are you talking about Kyrie or Rozier? Because it's the same thing you just said about both of them.
God. Yeah, except again, the
Once
talent doesn't match.
Part. Except for the minutes part.
Except the talent doesn't match the complaining. And you're like, wait, I have to put up with all of that for Terry Rozier?
Does Rozier have a movie out?
Like, I have to put up with all that nonsense for him? No, I'm not signing him. I can find a backup point guard anywhere.
Who
I don't need to deal with him.
Who played better in their big game 7? Was it Kyrie or was it Scary Terry? Scary Terry's game 7 wasn't too good last year, was it? I ain't brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, Kyrie only got to game 5, so who knows?
Did they win game 7 last year? I forget.
I don't think they win game 7. Pulled off the rug from right under them.
Yep. I can't remember.
Jason Tatum dunked on LeBron.
I can't remember if they won that game. Brendan's in the car. Brendan.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Two quick things here. It's funny things. We created this, right? This whole Scary Terry mantra and everything last year.
You sure did, you fans.
Well, he bought He bought in hard on Scary Terry.
Sell the shirts. Fly Drew Bledsoe in for the games. Put him next to Wick. He got caught up in it, too.
It was fun while it lasted. But I'm so sick of hearing this last year. We went to game 7, garbage, like... Since when did that get you a trophy around here? And this Eastern Conference this year, the Eastern Conference was head and shoulders above last year. The Sixers and the Raptors with their rosters this year would have absolutely throttled that Celtics starting 5 in the playoffs last year. Just get rid of this guy. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
See you later.
Au revoir.
Pete in Delaware. Pete.
Guys, I feel vindicated today, as I'm sure you do, that I wanted Kyrie to stay like I know you guys did. I want all the Terry Rozier lovers who wanted him to stay and take Kyrie's place, please call in your show today. Because that guy is a complete embarrassment what he did today. And Beetle, you're so right. He just killed his market. Because the Celtics aren't going to match anything. And who wants a guy who, by the way, the superstar, I guess, needs to compliment Terry's game, it seems.
That's what he wants. He wants guys like
Gordon.
He wants Hayward and Kyrie to sort of play around him.
He wants to play hockey. He wants first, second, third, fourth lines.
I'm losing something here, though. How does this make Kyrie look better? How does any of this have anything to do with Kyrie?
I'll tell you how it makes Kyrie look better. Because it's the same nonsense. Because it also proves that Kyrie's not the only guy on the team
with the bad attitude, right?
Yep. Because that's how it's played up. Kyrie's the one with the bad attitude. Right. He's got a bad attitude. Well, guess what?
Look what I had to deal with. Look what I had to deal with.
It turns out it's not just Kyrie, is it?
Yeah.
No, I don't want either one of them here now.
My backup thought he should play over me. Like, this is what I had to deal with. Delusional young ones that never turned the page that are still talking about last year.
Guess what?
Last year, losing in the finals vindicated them, stamped them in their own minds. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, this guy, get him out. Get him out. Jesus. Last year's last year. They never turned the page. They never did. And Kyrie had to deal with that. And there's Marcus Morris. I mean, Marcus Smart.
No, that's how it was played all year.
No way. Marcus Smart telling you, it was played all year. What Kyrie dealt with here. Marcus Smart.
Right.
Who's been through it all here.
I mean, that's how it was played all year, that Kyrie had a bad attitude and he was bringing everybody else down with him.
Did you ever hear Marcus Smart
maybe
talk about last year?
Maybe everybody else was bringing Kyrie down. Ever think of it that way?
Hey, did you ever hear
Marcus Smart ever deferred
the last year, the end of last year? I haven't heard him talk about it.
I mean, all I know is that if you play the tape of Kyrie Irving from the time that he got here to now, he gets progressively more down and down and down. When he walked through the door, he was a rather positive guy.
Ready to go.
You know, he was a rather positive guy.
Hey,
he's changed.
NBC Sports Boston played montages of him.
Have you seen that montage?
Yes. Like, hey, it's my job as the big guy to make it all blend.
It's miraculous how it goes from
last year. Yeah. It's just
Mr. Positivity to where he's at now.
These young guys sucked the life out of him.
They did.
Wow.
And it's guys like Terry Rozier with their bad attitude.
You guys are unbelievable. Marcus Smart
is telling you the truth as to what happened.
Let's clean it up. Let's clean it up. Let's get Terry Rozier out of here.
Let's make
a better working environment for guys like Kyrie Irving.
He might stay.
Instead of having to listen to these guys squawking about their minutes and about, you know, let's put in the starting five and then take the starting five out and put in the second five.
How ridiculous
is that, Terry?
You guys are so deep on this Kyrie take. You're going to be wearing Knicks jerseys by in a few
back.
Weeks.
The backup doesn't want to come back if it's the same team.
Someone should have explained to Scary Terry that when you start the game.
Is Brian coming back or not?
Scary, when you start the game, you guys all play for the same team. You're not scrimmaging anymore. You all wear the same uniform. You don't go in units of five. It's a basketball game. You know, you put some guys in, sub some guys out.
This guy.
See you later, Scary Terry. Get out of town. Bye. See ya. 617-779-0985. I see plenty of your calls on the Celtics. We'll continue with that. We also, of course, want to start mixing in the Bruins' thoughts on tonight's game as they get ready for a game three in Carolina. We'll tell you the latest on the goalie situation for Carolina. We'll drop that on you next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody. Do you have a starting goalie for tonight?
Yep.
Are you going to tell us who it is?
I got to probably say no. Just why not? I can't be that guy that does that, right? I know we're starting, but I guess I'll have to wait and see. Sorry.
Do you hear me talking to you across the water, across the deep blue ocean, under the open sky? Oh my baby, I'm trying.
Dreams, I feel you whisper.
Who are we getting tonight, Brindamore?
Keep you with
he won't
me
tell us.
In my heart,
he will not tell us. That's from this morning.
Why can't he be that guy?
Why? I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
He's going to.
Why not? I can't be that guy. That
what do you mean that guy?
That. Like, does what?
I know who we're starting.
Says who the goalie's going to be?
It's one of two guys. Jason Mraz.
Mraz.
Morassic. Or McElhinney.
Morassic.
That's how you say it, right?
McElhinney?
McElhinney.
I know.
McElhinney.
I said it right.
You had it? Yeah.
Yeah.
McElhinney-ho.
Hey, McElhinney.
Hey. It's one of two guys.
Oh, my God. It's Jason Mraz of the Macarena.
I don't get it. I don't get why you can't tell us. What do you mean you can't be that guy? You're the head coach.
It's a closeout game tonight.
Coach.
Closeout game. Closeout game for the Boston Bruins tonight. They get this. It's over.
It's 11:56. You want to drop a prediction on us, though? You got something for us tonight?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
I got 5-3 Bruins.
5-3 Bruins.
5-3 Bruins.
Zostradamus has spoken. 5-3 Bruins for Zo tonight.
Tight game through two, and the Bruins wear them down because they're the better team in the third period. Real tight game through two. 5-3.
What picks the Celtics getting?
Pardon me?
And what picks are the Celtics getting?
Celtic will have the ninth pick, best case scenario. You'll have a top 10 pick, nothing higher than that.
Well, if they have nine, that means they have either 14 or 2-9 or 3-9.
They're not going to have 2 or 3. I just said the ninth, the pick that they have will be the highest will be the nine.
That's, you weren't prepared to do a Celtics lottery.
I mean, it's just the freaking scenarios.
What would you do? If you were Rob Brindamore, what would you do for tonight?
I'd start the other guy.
Start the other guy.
Yeah, so would I.
I'd sit Mrazek down, even though, you know, he's the guy that's been there for you through the previous two series, and say, you know, think about it. Think about a night. Just get your mind fresh.
Right. I'd go with McElhathy.
I go with McMenemy.
Yeah.
That guy.
Macarena.
Tell Jace to take the night off.
Mraz. Tell Mraz, night off.
Right.
Going to play that through to the end, Jim.
McGeechee, you're in.
Get the Swedish kid up. Get him up and running.
Who?
One of them are Swedes. Who knows?
Who's the Swede?
Put the Irish kid in gold. McElhinney. McMenemy guy. Put the Irish fisherman in net.
Like, where's the Swede in this equation? So they won't say the Hurricanes will not reveal their starting goaltender for Game 3.
Such a layup
tonight against the Bruins.
Such a layup in the freaking conference finals. Carolina Hurricanes with two goalies. You just had two tough series against good goaltenders. You got this one spinning on his head, and you got the head coach not knowing what he's going to do. He's probably going to start Mrazek tonight.
Rob Brindamore also talked about mental fatigue for his team. Playing in Game 2 in Boston, saying that mental fatigue got to us. He mentioned this yesterday when he talked to the media.
Think about this.
Okay, they played two games in 10 days.
If you're on that team.
They had a long layoff.
So what mental fatigue are you talking about? What? Because everybody on the bench is looking down at you as the third period's ready to begin? And he hasn't switched goals.
Switched the goalie. All due respect, but
we're going with Mrazek still.
Where was the mental fatigue? I mean, how much time were they really mentally fatigued in that game on Sunday? Was that a mental grind for much of that game?
Dougie probably didn't sleep the two nights prior because he didn't.
Much of that game ended
calls.
Up not being competitive at the end.
The whole third period wasn't even the game. So
20
that's
minutes.
That's a third of the game right there.
20 minutes that mentally you didn't even have to invest yourself, right?
Yeah, the opposing goalie coming out of net 15 yards to play the puck.
So you can say you played two games in 10 days. You didn't even really have to play the full 120 minutes mentally. You didn't have to. Mental fatigue. Then your team is softer than we think it is.
That's why Marchand's doing what he's doing.
They already
mental
are.
Fatigue.
They're already waving the white flag. They really are. What's a hurricane flag look like? Is it white on the outside or is it red on the outside?
It's a white flag with a red dot on it.
Is it the red in the middle or is it red on the outside? I have to look it up.
I think it's just a red dot. White flag, red dot, big red dot.
No matter what happens to them, this season's a
success. No, it's red on the outside, black dot on the inside.
It's already a successful season for them. They've already won their thing.
We have it all wrong, though. It's red on the outside.
I don't really care. This series is over.
They're waving their red flag.
About tonight is about getting rest. You need to get up 3-0 so you can sweep their ass. I don't want any gentleman sweep. I'm going to full sweep. Bless you. And I just want them to get off their feet and get ready for San Jose.
You don't know if it's going to be San Jose.
Oh, I know.
Last night, St. Louis tied it up. 4-2 win.
Everybody was saying it was over.
I want that thing to go deep.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Could be a different story if you get McGillicuddy in net tonight. I got no clue about this guy.
They call him Doc.
That's right.
617-779.
Doc McStuffins.
Hey. Hey. Oh, yeah. My kid used to like that show. I'm like, stop watching this. We got people online defending one. Defend Terry Rozier.
Oh, we do?
We got delusional people
great.
On hold.
Great. We'll get to that. And your Bruins thoughts, too. As we don't know who the goalie will be tonight. Early thoughts on that. We have full phone lines. Love that.
Who's
rainy
more delusional,
day.
Rob Brandamore or...
Who's more delusional?
Terry Rozier or the head coach of the Hurricanes? Sports!
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.